Call 1-800-205-6245. That's 1-800-205-6245. Liquid Ring is now available through the American Freedom Radio Network.
Here at the American Freedom Network, and this morning we have a special guest who I think has done a very important job of cataloging and explaining one of the reasons for the moral decline in our society. And her book is Music and Morals, talking about the impact not only of the amoral music that we see in our society, and those of you who've seen these music festivals that they put on, you know, and this the wild enthusiasm of the young people in the mash pit that they have there, but also the same music has been brought into our churches. And it didn't happen by accident. The enemies of Christianity infiltrated our seminaries, our religious seminaries, many years ago, and began to say there's nothing wrong with this sort of music, this raucous rock music with this very, very seductive beat to it, this sort of beat, this sort of rhythm that can have such a profound impact on our very mind and hearts and souls. And Kimberly has a lot of great information based upon scientific studies that she brings forward to explain why the music has such an impact on us. But the major problem is that many of our music ministers have been trained, there is no such thing as Christian music. There's only Christian lyrics. And, of course, the beat of the music, the sound of the music, the loudness of the music, this is unimportant. As long as you mention Jesus Christ in there someplace, that's a Christian song. And so these songs are accepted in our churches, and we see what's happening to the Christian church today. Remember, the church is the guardian of our society. Look at our society today. Look at the morals of our people today. Look at the morals of government, where lying is sort of a standard procedure. I mean, after all, if you're in government and you lie, nobody's going to prosecute you. And we've lost the very foundation, the Christian foundation that what's made America the envy of the world. And here in this country to date, why our political leaders are playing games up there, getting legislation through, to legalize torturing of prisoners? And where is the outcry from our Christian church? Where is the outcry from our Christian leaders? Why, they're holding meetings saying we've got to vote for the Republicans because the Democrats are so bad, and I say they're all bad. They're all rotten to the core. They're all controlled by the same people. We're moving away from our Christian foundations towards a hedonist pagan society, which God is going to judge very soon. And with that as a background, Kimberly Smith, let's talk about your book, Music and Morals. Thanks very much for being with us again.
Thank you for welcoming on your program.
And, you know, one of the most interesting things that you talked about, you know, with some of the physiological studies, what the scientists have found of the impact of this type of music. So you pick up the story.
Okay, first I'd like to start off. Let's start off with a quote from Professor Norman Weinberger of the Department of Neurobiology at the University of California, Irvine. He says, "Our thinking and our behavior are colored by music, which seems to have direct and unconscious access to the brain substrates of much, if not all, of our individual lives." And he also says that music can rapidly and powerfully set moods, and do so in a way not as easily attained by other means. And he's talking about music affecting us without lyrics. There was an experiment done in 1997 at Cornell, and they actually measured participants' physiological changes in response to three different moods conveyed by music. And those moods were happiness, sadness, and fear. So what they did was they hooked people up to machines so they could see if the music was affecting their bodies. And the quote from that finding is, "Happy involved largest changes in respiration, SAD involved greatest changes in heart rate, blood pressure, and skin temperature. Fear was associated with maximal changes in the rate of blood flow. In other words, the findings favor two facts. First, different genuine emotions can be physiologically defined according to autonomic bodily functions. And second, the emotional reactions produced by music are the real thing. Thus, music doesn't simply convey intended emotions that we can recognize, but rather induces genuine emotions in the listener. And in my book, I show how music without lyrics is moral or immoral, all depending upon how it's constructed and the different musical techniques. It can be objectively identified. And it's really interesting that these scientific studies show that our bodies react to music. It's not the lyrics that are affecting us. In fact, we'll talk a little bit more about lyrics and how they sometimes even the secular world will say that they're not that important. But our bodies can be induced to have certain feelings by music. And I would propose not only of these three that they tested, but also of sensuality and things that should not be in our church worship services.
And actually, of course, some of the Sundays studies actually show how it influences the release of hormones. I mean, actual hormones can be released from the pituitary and the various endocrine glands in response to various types of music. Would you like to explore that? Because I think that is really what's sort of a revelation to me, that they've actually done the studies, they know what they're doing, and when the leader of the modern Christian church, and his name is Rick Warren, and he's been picked by Time Magazine and by the various major media outlets, and Rick Warren leading the Christian church today, and Rick Warren says there is no such thing as Christian music, there's only Christian lyrics, he's mistaken. He really doesn't understand the impact of what he is doing, encouraging this raucous music. So what do the scientific studies show about the physiological, and I'm speaking specifically of the endocrine reaction of
right.
the human body?
Right. It's hard to refute scientific evidence here. When you have a driving or continuous drum rhythm, and we hear this quite a lot nowadays because of how music has escalated, 3 to 4 beats per second. That's about 180 to 240 beats per minute. It puts the brain into a state of stress. So what happens is the brain...
Hold that thought, Kimberly. We'll be back in just a moment. And ladies and gentlemen, this is so vitally important. Please listen. Please listen carefully.
Constitutional Moments are brought to you throughout the day through the generosity of CNC Prototype Machine, Boulder, Colorado.
The American Freedom Network has a growing list of videos available. We like to show people the good things about life in America. These videos depict great events, inspirational music, and very special people. If you couldn't be here to see them live, call 1-800-205-6245 for title and price information. That's 1-800-205-6245.
Insulin, Our Silent Killer, is a new book written by scientist Thomas Smith. In this self-help manual for diabetes and other blood sugar handling problems, you will learn the true cause of this disease and, more importantly, what you can do about it.
Insulin, Our Silent Killer is available from the American Freedom Network for only $25 postpaid. Call 1-800-205-6245.
It's extensively referenced with helpful tables to learn what foods are good and which ones are not. This is a must-read for everyone.
We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America.
Pure drinking water is essential to a healthy life. and everyone using the British Birkfield and Berkey series of water filters will benefit by adding the PF4 reduction elements to their system. The PF4 works to help absorb MTBE, fluoride, lead, and arsenic, as well as DBCPs, THMs, and various pesticides and herbicides, and heavy metal ions. A set of four PF4 filters are available for only $85 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245.
Here at the American Freedom Network. Our guest this morning, Kimberly Smith, her book, Music and Morals. And she was beginning to tell us about the effect of the drum beat. And when you're having maybe 150, 200 drum beats a minute, you know, why it has a physiological effect on your brain. You pick up the story there, Kimberly.
Right. Well, all music does affect our brain. And when the drum beats are in the excess of 3 to 4, or actually at 3 to 4 beats per second, or 180 to 240 beats per minute, our brain will release a natural hormone called an opioid. It functions like morphine, and it helps the brain maintain equilibrium and return to a state of well-being. Well, what this does is cause us to experience a high, like a runner's high, and it can be very addicting. These can create a false sense of spirituality, false religious experiences, and false salvation. There's a lot of testimony that people attribute their realization that they actually had false salvation because they were led through this music to have these feelings, because people equate this musically stimulated high with a spiritual experience. And to me, this is a very serious thing. The same high can be experienced at a secular rock concert. If I grew up, I've gone to a couple. I didn't get saved until I was like in my 20s. So, of course, I've gone to secular rock concerts. And, of course, everybody, they get excited by the music. They get high on the music. But that exact same thing is happening at Christian concerts and worship services that use this type of music. And that is totally contrary to having a fruit of the spirit of self-control, of spirit, worshiping in spirit and in truth. And also, this same study, the study is called The Neurophysiology of Rock, and it was done by Drs. Daniel and Bernadette Skubick. It also shows that when you have a steady drum rhythm, the body also releases gonadotropins, which are sex hormones, which enhance sexual arousal. And this is further talked about by a sound researcher by the name of Joshua Leeds. He has a book called The Power of Sound. He says that the loud, booming bass music has a similar effect. So when you hear these adolescent males running around in their cars with this booming bass music and you can't really hear anything else but this boom, what they're doing is unconsciously stimulating the release of both the brain chemicals and their sex hormones.
For the listener out there, gonadotropins are actually released by the pituitary, and then they come down and they stimulate, you know, either the ovaries or the adrenals or the testicles to secrete the sexual hormones, which of course have a tremendous impact on the individual, both the boys and the girls. So, I mean, here's physiological proof of what's being done. And the other side, the people who are pushing this, some of them know exactly what they're doing when they tell us, of course, that there is no such thing as Christian music, only Christian lyrics. And so we bring this raucous music into our churches, and the kids love it. But, of course, are we converting them to Christianity? Are we creating the church? Are we, you know, to accept the ways of the world, and look at what's happening to our society today. Go ahead, Kimberly. I think that's an important thing for people to understand. The gonadotropins are the pituitary hormones that stimulate the sexual endocrine glands.
That's right. And if we just go back to the Bible, what does it say? Ephesians 5:19 and Colossians 3:16, they both have a phrase called spiritual songs. If you research that back to the Greek, spiritual is pneumatikos. It means non-carnal, non-flesh pleasing songs. So when we think of traditionally done hymns, they stimulate our intellectual thinking. They help us to get our mind on things of the Lord. They promote moral behavior. They promote self-control. And we won't react in body movements that are sensual. Our bodies will want to behave in a circumspect manner. But if you play rock music or music that contains sensually suggestive techniques, it causes the body to loosen up the inhibitions, and people react with sensually suggestive movements that are just promoted by the movement, the music. And that's where we see the morality of almost any music manifest itself in the behavior of those listening to it. So you can see very right off the bat, is this music moral? How do I want to move? Is this music immoral? How do I want to move? You can tell, am I moving morally in a moral manner, or is it causing me to respond to the drum beat? I have a really interesting quote that kind of gives us shows us how powerful music can be without lyrics. And the guy knew exactly what he was doing. This was a piano player years ago, and as type of rural blues music he was playing. And his quote is this. It's pretty graphic, but I'm going to tell it because we need to hear this. When you listen to what I'm playing, you got to see in your mind all them gals out there swinging their...
Go ahead.
I'm not saying that word, and getting the men's excited. Otherwise, you ain't got this music rightly understood. I could sit there and throw my hands down and make them gals do anything. I told them when to shake it and when to hold it back. That's what this music is for. No words at all, no lyrics. It was just plain music. He knew what he was doing. He knew how to manipulate the audience. And I know that secular rock people know how to manipulate the audience, too.
But, you know, I was in a church, a wonderful church, and they went into the church growth movement and began to bring in this music. And it happened so subtly, so, you know, so cleverly, because the average individual didn't understand what was happening as the minister began to come in, no longer wearing a proper suit, suddenly in a sports shirt. And then the music began to change. And I began to see the people swaying and then dancing in the aisles in response to the music. And I'm watching this. And I don't have any idea what's happening, but I know something's wrong. My wife finally said, I go into a trance with this music. I mean, I suddenly get to the point I can't think because the beat of the music and the sound of the music, and it was one of those things that led us to leave the church. But when I saw people dancing in the aisles in response to the music, we knew something had happened, but we didn't understand what it was. And until you read Kimberly's material, and we actually have interviewed her before and on the other books she's written, but I think what she's written here is so vitally important. There's no question as to what's happening. It's scientifically determined. They know exactly what they're doing. They just don't want the people in the churches to know what they're doing. So I don't think most of the music ministers really understand, but the people who taught them understand. So your basic theme is, what does the music make you want to do with your body? Isn't that right?
That's right, and I support that with a lot of scientific evidence, as you know. And I think, too, that we have been fed a bunch of lies, a bunch of myths. That's why the subtitle of my book is called Dispelling the Myth That Music is Amoral. That means it doesn't have morals unless you add lyrics. And I have a lot of chapters. All the chapters dispel all these things. One of the things that we're fed, which is a really very misleading, is that the proponents of contemporary Christian music say, well, we're just doing the same thing that the hymn writers did a long time ago. We're imitating the music of the culture so that the people, you know, will like it. Old hymn writers used the old barroom tunes. Well, this is misleading and it's wrong. When you look at the history, think about this logically. Do the research, Fanny Crosby lived from 1820 to 1915. Iris Sankey lived from 1840 to 1915. Both of them would have been aware of the barroom styles of music found in the dance halls around 1890s, as well as a dance called the Can-Can, which came out around 1870. The Can-Can was a dance and music that was deemed naughty at the time by good people. And these types of music, the dance hall music, the Can-Can music, do not appear in our hymnals. We don't see the roaring 20s body, jazz, wild music in our hymnals. We also see John Wesley. He was the brother, obviously, of Charles. Charles wrote the hymn poems, but John Wesley provided editorial oversight and was extremely careful about the style of music used for Charles's hymns. And in fact, in 1779, wrote a tract about music called The Thoughts on the Power of Music. And then Martin Luther actually said his own words. He avoided the rollicking, drinking songs of his day and only used one secular tune very briefly before he changed it to an original tune. Later, the secular tune did return, but after he died and after its popularity had subsided from the secular society. So if they did make a tune that was not known out there, they adapted it, they changed it. It became a hymn, four-part harmony type style. If you think back, the tune to the Star Spangled Banner was once a British drinking song, but it's acceptable because they changed it, they made it into a hymn style, and it does not cause a person to move in a sensually suggestive manner. So that excuse is totally wrong, totally misleading, and that we need to just be thinking. We need to not accept things that they tell us, but we need to go back and research and think for ourselves about some things. And my book is full of all kinds of research and important information to help people discern between moral music and immoral music.
And the thing is that you can take the same song and it's how you arrange it. I mean, you can take the same tune, but you can have it with, you know, with a loud, raucous beat.
Oh, yeah. You can take a hymn and make it all rocked up and make it wrong. Just because it's a hymn doesn't make it right if you make it wrong. It's interesting because the lyrics, so that's another thing. If we just put lyrics to something, it will make it right. But that is incorrect also. Time magazine in fall of 2001 had a special issue called Music Goes Global, and they point out, or they show us that the British band Radiohead cut up sheets of lyrics and they put them in a top hat and drew them out, and that's how they selected their lyrics for some of their songs. Another band, the Sigur Rós, it's from Iceland, made up they use a made-up language called Hopelandic for their music, some of their songs. The point that this article was making was that everyone has a universal ability to understand an intended musical message, regardless of the lyrics, are in a foreign language. And all of this is accomplished through specific delivery styles of the voice and specific musical techniques. You can make something sensual, and I explain sensual music techniques in my book, and you can make them moral. And you think about the song, I brought this up before, but I think it's important that we see Happy Birthday. We usually sing that, you know, children sing it, they're innocent, it's happy, it's fun, it's light, it's very pure. But Marilyn Monroe changed that. She changed the meaning of the song by
she sang it to President Kennedy at a public meeting, and I don't know anybody's ever seen that presentation, but go ahead.
It is sensual. And if you watch History Channel, sometimes they'll show that liaison anyway. You don't even have to look at her. You can just hear by the tone of her voice. You can hear by the way she turned the simple song into a jazz, sultry type piece of music. The words were innocuous, but the presentation of the music was so sensual, everyone knew she was not really talking about Happy Birthday. It was a come on. Well, we have this similar type of music in our churches. Women stand up there and sing very sensually with their voices. this is causing men to stumble in the churches. Now we have dancing, which, you know, I disagree with, interpretive dancing. I don't see where we're supposed to have interpretive dancing, and we're supposed to be soldiers of the Lord. Well, I had one man tell me that a group of men went to their pastor and said, this has got to stop because the dance is too sensually suggestive. We're having problems with our thought life.
We'll be right back with Kimberly in just a moment here at the American Freedom Network.
If you're looking for a nice place to rent in Cheyenne, Wyoming, check out this brick home with beautiful wood floors, 5 bedrooms and 3 bathrooms, large family room and big laundry room and basement, nice big backyard with a privacy fence and an RV boat pad, near elementary, junior high, and high schools in a nice neighborhood. Small pets allowed, $1,200 a month plus utilities. Contact Wanda at 307-256-8275.
Sick of playing the guessing game with your vitamins? Tired of paying hundreds or even thousands of dollars for supplements that may or may not work? If you're a professional athlete or just looking for nutritional peace of mind, look no more, because you've found BioSuperfood, the next generation in supplementation. 100% natural BioSuperfood packs all your essential proteins, vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, enzymes, and many of nature's special forces you need for optimum health. Call BioAge at 877-288-9116, 877-288-9116.
Rocky Mountain Shooter Supply has something new. We have the finest in gun safes and new and used guns and reloading supplies. Now we have a new state-of-the-art gun range. Yes, for pistols and rifles, a beautiful, well-lit 25-yard range with automatic retrieval. With a state-of-the-art ventilation systems, yes, you can try it before you buy it. We have gun rentals and instructors can be arranged. That's the new Rocky Mountain Shooter Supply and Gun Range. 970-221-5133, 1/4 mile west of I-25 on Mulberry. Private instructors welcome.
Hi, this is Michael at KHNC Radio, and I'd like to stop for a moment and talk about Andy's Painting and Handyman Services in Greeley. You know, those little things around the house, the yard, even the car, they can pile up and we can all fall behind. That's where Andy's comes in. They can help you with remodeling, plumbing, decks, floor tile, auto and home upholstery, woodworking, drywall, and painting, and so much more. Andy's done a lot of work for us here at the radio station and at home, so we can highly recommend them. That's Andy's Painting and Handyman Services at 815 37th Avenue Court in Greeley. You can call them at 970-576-5333. That's 970-576-5333. Andy's Painting and Handyman Services in Greeley. Tell them KHNC sent you. And thanks.
Veterans, I'm speaking with Jamie LaRue of Windsor National Mortgage, 970-686-6866. Jamie, can a vet use a benefit more than once?
Yes. If a veteran had a house with a VA loan and sold it, he can qualify for a new VA loan.
So veterans learn more about your benefits and call Jamie at Windsor National Mortgage, 970-686-6866.
Our guest this morning is Kimberly. Kimberly, do you want to finish that thought? We do have a caller.
Oh, about, I think it's pretty much finished, but we need to be very careful in churches and in any part of our life, if we're Christians and we really want to honor and obey the Lord, that we don't lead people astray. This tone of voice, this sensually suggestive singing in our churches, we hear it so often it becomes the standard practice, but it's not true good vocal technique.
You were talking about the sensual dancing,
right,
coming in, the interpretive dancing coming to the churches, and some of the men in the church went to the minister and said, you got to put a stop to this, you know. This is having an effect on our minds, our relationship with our wives. I mean, it's giving us the wrong sort of thoughts.
Yeah, this whole group, entire group of people, a biblical counselor told me this, and he said that these men, the women were dressed in loose robes, so there was no problem with their apparel. It was the response, their dance movements, made in response to the type of music they were dancing to that was causing the problem in these men. And the men as a group said, are going to have to stop this, or we're going to have to leave the church because it was causing impure thoughts.
And of course, the thing is, there is a battle for our minds.
Yes.
There really are wicked people out there who would implant these ideas on our minds. There was a scam recently. They've actually arrested a lot of people who were going to the pornographic websites. And who are some of these people? Why, general practitioner, the music minister from a church, the child minister from a church. Many Christian ministers are going to pornographic and pedophile websites. This was the message of this article. Why are they doing that? Because they've opened their mind to impure thoughts, and a lot of this can come in through music. Well, I think we have Marianne calling in. Marianne, are you there?
Yes, I am. Great show to both of you.
Thank you.
Kimberly, I agree with you totally. I'm wondering if you have any experience with churches that take rock and roll music, like the song Cocaine, and plug in Christian lyrics, like, you know, put in the word get saved for instead of cocaine.
I have not experienced it personally. I have heard of that situation. I think it is wrong.
Yeah.
I mean, honestly, if you think about it.
Subliminal, right?
Well, not just that. You know, it's just too close to our wicked society.
Yeah,
if you go back to very, very early, my very first book, I did a lot of historical research. The early Christians actually, they avoided the music associated with pagan festivals and activities in their society to help their converts wean themselves from their pagan past.
Yeah.
And I think we should do no less.
It's very powerful.
Yes,
yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
And, of course, the thing is, it is the music, it's not the lyrics. And,
right.
Somebody should tell our ministers who say there's no such thing as Christian music, only Christian lyrics. They got it all wrong.
They really do.
Yeah.
And there's no such thing as Christian lyrics, it's only Christian music. And the music has a profound impact. That's
yes,
why
it does.
The great hymns, you know, of the past give us reverence. And look
yeah.
and see what's happening.
Like Amazing Grace.
And then
yeah.
look and see what's happening to society. Marianne, do you have another point?
That's it. Thank you so much.
God bless you. And if you would like to call in and talk to Kimberly, our number is 970-689-8255. That's 970-689-8255. But anybody who speaks out today and tells the truth about the attack on Christians through our churches and through our Christian music, and yes, even through some of our Christian leaders who, for whatever reason, have embraced the other side. Why, you know, they're going to come under tremendous attack. And you've come under a lot of criticism for writing what you have, haven't you, Kimberly?
Oh, yes. A lot. And, you know, it's all right, because the Lord says that if we suffer for doing righteously, it's a blessing. And so that to me is a blessing to my heart, because I think that when we promote God's glory and we try to promote biblical living and help people live like the Bible tells us to live, according to the fruits of the Spirit, that is a blessing. So it's hard to get out truth, because who wants to be talked ugly about, who wants to be to their face, you know, said bad things by people that are supposed to be Christians. But it has to be done. When there's a wrong in the church, we must stand for right. And I wish more people would do it. And my book can help arm people. You can get this information, and at least it will help you understand what's going on with the music, and then equip you to refute some of the arguments that people tell us that we've been fed all these years. You know, where they say a lie often repeated is become believed as truth. And so many things about music, that's what has happened through the years. We believe the lie that music is neutral unless you add lyrics. We believe the lie that the old hymn writers did the same thing that they're doing now. But it's time to educate ourselves that these are lies, and equip ourselves with the facts. And I hope I've done that with this book.
You've done a great job, and I want you to tell our listeners how they can get that book.
You can dial the publisher automatically, 1-877-421-7323. That's 877-421-7323. Bookstores, if they don't have it, can probably order it for you. You can learn more about it on my website at musicandmorals.com. I think Amazon.com also carries it. So there's several avenues of getting the book.
Musicandmorals.com. That's musicandmorals.com. So let me suggest to you, this is an important thing to do, and it's an important book. I think Kimberly's done a great job with this.
Can I get some of the book highlights so people know more?
Sure, you can go right ahead.
Okay, well, you know, we've been talking a lot about scientific experiments, and we haven't talked about all of them. There's more in the book, how these music affects our brains and bodily functions, our emotions, our behavior, how and why music can be classified as moral or immoral, why Christian lyrics cannot make wrong music right. I have a lot of information about that. I have an historical timeline that shows the decline of music through the ages. For example, Baroque music was directed to God and to the spirit of man. We go down to classical music was also directed to God and the spirit of man. Romantic music was directed to the soul of man. And then modern music was directed to the mind's eye. And we go all the way down to satanic music. So you can get an overview of how music has declined through the centuries. And I also have underlying meanings of certain types of rhythms and different musical techniques that are moral. They can be classified objectively as moral or immoral. I have a mini reference guide to musical styles and their origins. And all of these have been, unfortunately, copied by contemporary Christian music. There's such a thing as heavy Christian metal, Christian trance music. I do not know what they're thinking about. This was actually promoted in Christianity Today. I have the website. You can go and read this article.
We're going to be back in just a moment, but I'm with Kimberly. Ladies and gentlemen, Christianity is under attack today.
To order your cassette copy of this program, call the American Freedom Network at 1-800-205-6245. That's 1-800-205-6245.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom. Good Sabbath.
Sick of playing the guessing game with your vitamins? Tired of paying hundreds or even thousands of dollars for supplements that may or may not work? If you're a professional athlete or just looking for nutritional peace of mind, look no more, because you've found Bio Superfood, the next generation in supplementation. 100% natural Bio Superfood packs all your essential proteins, vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, enzymes, and many of nature's special forces you need for optimum health. Call BioAge at 877-288-9116, 877-288-9116. An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343.
Insulin, Our Silent Killer, is a new book written by scientist Thomas Smith. In this self-help manual for diabetes and other blood sugar handling problems, you will learn the true cause of this disease and, more importantly, what you can do about it.
Insulin, Our Silent Killer is available from the American Freedom Network for only $25 postpaid. Call 1-800-205-6245.
It's extensively referenced with helpful tables to learn what foods are good and which ones are not. This is a must-read for everyone.
Thank you.
at the American Freedom Network. Our guest this morning is Kimberly Smith. Her book, Music and Morals, and it's a very important book. And they have actually found out that you could play music in a happy manner, you know, in a sensual manner, in a fearful manner. They've actually hooked people up to various devices to measure their physiological response. You can take the same tune. It's how you play the tune that makes the difference as far as the physiological response of the individual. You know, and of course, Kimberly points out so well that, you know, you go to a motion picture or watch on television, and they will use different music for different moods that they want you to have. And if you want to sort of develop that idea, I thought that was really so interesting, how the background music in television and motion pictures controls our response to the program.
Yeah, we're very manipulated. It's really interesting. I want everybody to think about this. Think a little girl, and she's coming home from school. Maybe she's 7 years old. She has ice cream. She's walking down the street. She's on her sidewalk. Maybe there's a picket fence, and she's turning into her sidewalk to her home, and she's going up the stairs. And there's sweet, lilting music, happy music playing, and she's opening the door to her house, and we know everything is fine. We don't worry. But if we have that exact same scenario and foreboding music is underlying the whole message, we know something is wrong, all because of the music. Nothing else changed, just the music. And old movies, the 1940s and 1950s, if there was a sweet heroine, a heroine of the movie, they would play sweet violin music, just pure music. But when the vixen, the one with the questionable character, walked in the room, she was portrayed with sultry jazz clarinet or jazz saxophone music. And in the Bugs Bunny shows, for the children, they did the same musical clues for the children so that they would know what kind of character this cartoon image was portraying. So music does have moods that we can identify. They have cues. All of this is without lyrics. They did an experiment in Uppsala University, Sweden, 2000. Guitarists were asked to record the same musical piece four times, and each time they were to play the piece differently to convey the emotions of happiness, sadness, anger, and fear. And every time, listeners correctly identified the emotion in the music. Same tune, it was just played differently. So I've got, you know, example after example, information after information that proves false the claim that lyrics are the only thing that matters in music, because it's just...
Let's give that telephone number out one more time.
My book, where you can get it, 877-421-7323.
That's 877-421-7323.
Right.
And I really think we're going to carry the book here for my ministry. I think it's an important book. I think that the Christians, people have to understand how they are using music to attack our minds. And believe me, the battle for, you know, the survival of Christian civilization is being carried out in the minds of the people, and we have no idea. I mean, why do men commit adultery and cheat on their wives? It's in their minds. It's in their desires. And you have to keep your eyes focused on the Lord. If you don't, you're going to stray. We're just all human beings, and it's so easy to do.
It is. And, you know, we are to be thinking, we're to be meditating on Scripture, not just going with the flow. And an important thing we need to understand is there's a part of music, a part of life called entrainment. And what it does, it concerns the changing of our brain waves, our breaths, or even our heartbeats from one speed to another. And these physiological changes are caused by an external periodic rhythm. I have this explained in my book. Well, what happens is we go along with the flow. So if we're hearing a beat of music, we will start to entrain with it. We'll just go along with this, and then that's where our minds can be subtly into this area where suggestions can be made. We are not even aware. It's such a thing as being awake while you're being hypnotized. I explain about how hypnotism occurs very easily, and we not even be aware of it in accordance to certain types of music. So we need to be so careful because there is a battle in our mind. And it's just the false notion that we use this kind of music to appeal to the masses, because then what has happened is become a man-centered religion which serves man and seeks to meet his needs, which is humanism, rather than a God-centered religion which serves God and seeks to obey him, seeks to please him. Because if we think about it, who are we worshiping? Who are we supposed to be pleasing? What would God think about this sensually suggestive music we're using, this music that is stirring up wrong emotions, that is feeding our flesh, that is causing opioids to be released in our brains, that is stimulating the sex hormones in our worship service? You know, if God cannot be in the presence of sin, how can we even think he's able to listen to this kind of worship music that contains identifiable sensually suggestive musical or vocal techniques that are known to arouse these types of feelings and hormones and thoughts? Would God consider these practices moral? And is he honored by such type of music? That's the bottom line.
And why are so ministers, you know, involved in pedophilia websites, and now a fair number of them have been arrested? And, of course, this gives all of Christianity a bad name.
Yes.
But we have to understand there is a conspiracy against God. There's a conspiracy against Christianity today. And we're losing the battle because most people don't even know what's going on.
No.
Well, Kimberly, thank you so very much for being with us. It's a pleasure, and I really appreciate your writing this book.
Thank you.
I think it is going to do a great service.
I hope so.
God bless.
Thank you. You too.
Thank you so much. And ladies and gentlemen, I hope you've enjoyed our program with Kimberly Smith. This is a very real problem. They have gotten their music, Satan's music, into the Christian church today. And until you understand that, why you can't understand so much of what's going on, and why everything is changing in our society, there is a conspiracy against God. We'll be right back to wrap up today's program.
Larry Adams here, always fighting chaos. I invite you to listen to my fun and informative shows Sunday afternoons at 2, often with fun and informative guests, reminding you to please support all of our sponsors and let them know you heard it here. And encourage others to advertise with 1360, the voice of the lion. I would love to meet with any potential advertisers and sponsors. See you Sunday afternoons at 2 for What Now with Larry Adams.
Buffalo Bill Cody, frontiersman, buffalo hunter, showman, not exactly a guy who was easily entertained. That's why he spent so much time in Denver. There was always something going on, just like today. From world-class sports, shopping, performing arts, museums, and restaurants, Denver has it all. Why go anywhere else? Invite your family to experience a Mile High Energy, too. Find visitor specials for the holidays, New Year's, and beyond at denver.org. Sponsored by the Denver Metro Convention and Visitors Bureau and aired in cooperation with the Colorado Broadcasters Association and this station.
Bill of Rights, Article 1. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of a religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. Article 2. A well-regulated militia, being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms, shall not be infringed.
Pain, it can really affect your day. If you're looking for a natural way to help with your pain, Healthy Nature's NutriPain may be just for you. Whole dried herbs are specially blended to help ease your muscles or sore joints. A 60-capsule bottle is just $12.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 and ask for Healthy Nature's NutriPain.
6245.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network, and we're going to carry Kimberly's book. I don't know what it costs, but if you want to give us a call, why, we'll get that for you. We also carry a book, The Crisis in Christian Music. We do have a 4-tape set with actually interviews with Kimberly from the past book she's written. That's the 4-tape set on Musical Madness. Of course, you can get a copy of my interviews with Kimberly, either from American Freedom Network, or we do carry it, but also the book, Crisis in Christian Music, to really understand what this is about. We have a video that's called They Sold Their Souls for Rock and Roll. One of the most powerful videos you'll ever see. A 3-hour, the 4-hour, the 10-hour version. And you need to have every young person see this to understand what they're doing with their mind as far as music and the satanic nature of many of the people who are rock stars that people worship. How many of these people have actually sold their souls? And you'll actually hear them talking about this. You'll hear Marilyn Manson and Ozzy Osbourne singing about Mr. Crowley, Mr. Crowley, and the crowds go wild. Who's Mr. Crowley? He was the head Satanist of the 20th century, died in the 1950s, but he was a member of British intelligence. And of course, our intelligence agencies are both British and American, are tied into this movement, and of course, because there's a satanic segment in them, certainly not everybody is satanic, but this is where they can work with unlimited funds, and that's why the CIA is involved in bringing drugs into America, and has been for many years. But they work with British intelligence. Here we're over in Afghanistan. We control the country, and the heroin crop is bigger than ever before. And all shucks, we have no idea what to do. Why, heroin production is up 60%. 90% of the heroin in Europe comes from Afghanistan. We control the country. We've got our helicopters there. We've got our troops there. But we just don't know what to do about the 400,000 acres of heroin being grown there. And if you believe that, you believe anything. Ladies and gentlemen, we're promoting this sort of thing. Why? Because the use of drugs opens you up to satanic forces, lowers your resistance, and believe me, the battle is in our minds. Our number, 1-800-544-8927. Remember the video? They Sold Their Souls for Rock and Roll. The 4-tape set, Musical Madness. The battle, the book we carry is The Crisis in Christian Music, and we're going to carry the book, Music and Morals by Kimberly Smith, who you heard this morning. Ladies and gentlemen, there's a battle going on today for the souls of men and the survival of Western civilization. What was once Christian civilization now is the largest promoter of pornography and indecency in the world. Look at our television programs we're sending throughout the world, like Desperate Housewives and so many of the others, have a strong sexual connotation, breaking down the morals of the entire world. And we want to force this on the rest of the world. We want to do away with their religious beliefs. And I may not believe in the Muslim beliefs at all, but at least they have the framework of a moral society. Do we really have still framework of a moral society when you see the devil's music being used in the mega churches across America, and those churches are backing the current administration's programs of torture and plunging us into World War III? Pray for America. Pray for revival. Please pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and protection.
Talk to the American Freedom Network? Contact us at P.O. Box 1750, Johnstown, Colorado, 80534, or online at AmericaNewsNet.com.
Insulin, Our Silent Killer, is a new book written by scientist Thomas Smith. In this self-help manual for diabetes and other blood sugar handling problems, you will learn the true cause of this disease and, more importantly, what you can do about it.
Insulin, Our Silent Killer is available from the American Freedom Network for only $25 postpaid. Call 1-800-205-6245.
It's extensively referenced with helpful tables to learn what foods are good and which ones are not. This is a must-read for everyone.
Article 4. The right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrant shall be issued but upon probable cause, supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly